I'm Jean Fritz, and I wrote the story I'm going to read to you. It's called, And Then What Happened, Paul Revere. The pictures were done by Margot Tomes. In 1735, there were in Boston 42 streets, 36 lanes, 22 alleys, 1,000 brick houses, 2,000 wooden houses, 12 churches, 4 schools, 418 horses, at the last count, and so many dogs that a law was passed prohibiting people from having dogs that were more than 10 inches high. But it was difficult to keep dogs from growing more than 10 inches, and few people cared to part with their 11- and 12-inch dogs, so they paid little attention to the law. In any case, there were too many dogs to count. Along with the horses, streets, and alleys, there were, of course, people in Boston, more than 13,000. 4 of them lived in a small wooden house on North Street near Love Lane. They were Mr. Revere, a gold and silversmith, his wife Deborah, their daughter Deborah, and their young son, Paul Revere, born the first day of the new year. Of all the busy people in Boston, Paul Revere would turn out to be one of the busiest. All his life, he found that there was more to do, more to make, more to see, more to hear, more to say, more places to go, more to learn than there were hours in the day. In Boston, there was always plenty to see. Ships were constantly coming and going, unloading everything from turtles to chandeliers. Street vendors were constantly crying their wares. Everything.